This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? And this is a special edition of Beat Migs because we are traveling all the way back to Sunday at the Halloween Hullabaloo with Jason.
All right, we're here at the Halloween Hullabaloo. Hey, Steve. Hi, Taryn.
Hello. The Hooters girls are here.
Ooh, and the Hooters are hooting.
So we're here with Jason. Now, Jason, not only are you going to be playing Beat Migs, but you're also the reason for the season. You are the reason why we are rocking these Hooters outfits, so I hear.
That's the truth, unfortunately. I mean,
the reason that we get to see your legs, Danny, and your legs, Steve, and these short shorts is because of Jason. He donated $2,800 to our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer team. On top of that, he works for Microsoft, and Microsoft is going to match it.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Microsoft matches all of our donations.
We originally just had a goal of $1,000 for Making Strides, and then we're like, let's just see if we can hit 5K, and because of you, we hit 5K, and then some, and now we're going to have even more because of Microsoft. You guys are awesome.
All right, are you ready to play B-Mix?
Sure.
Hey,
so all that being said, I'm still going to try and beat you.
I would hope so.
Wait, and you have your beautiful girl with you.
I'm Angela.
Angela.
Hi.
Angela. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here. Go far away. For those playing at home. Oh, gosh. I always forget this part. They have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. I killed it. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Sully Erna is the lead singer of what band?
Godsmack.
Correct. In football, what is the scoring area of a field called?
Red zone.
Yes. Freddy Krueger is the villain from which horror movie?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Correct. Water is made up of hydrogen and what other element?
Oxygen.
Correct. Performing tonight, what band has the hit song I Miss the Misery?
Godsmack.
No.
Hailstorm.
Correct. What did the Scarecrow desire to have in The Wizard of Oz?
What did he want? Brain? Heart?
Brain, correct. What state is Mount Rushmore located in?
South Dakota.
Correct. How many pints are in a quart?
Say again?
How many pints are in a quart?
2.
Correct. What does Shaggy say when he's scared in Scooby-Doo?
Zoinks.
Yes. The first Hooters opened up in what decade?
80s.
Yes.
Oh, how many times?
A perfect mother effing 10.
Hey. All right, here comes Steve.
All right, I walk in and it's like a club, so I feel like things went well.
You don't know.
Okay, let's do this.
Steve, are you ready?
You're going down, Jason.
No, I'm not.
Sully Erna is the lead singer of what band?
Godsmack.
Correct. In football, what is the scoring area of the field called?
The end zone.
Correct. Freddy Krueger is the villain from which horror movie?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
You know it. Water is made up of hydrogen and what other element?
Oxygen.
Wow, yes.
What is that?
Performing
hard?
Tonight.
I thought that was third grade.
No, you didn't. Performing tonight, right, what band has the hit song I Miss the Misery?
That would be Hailstorm.
You know it. What did the screwdriver desire to have in The Wizard of Oz?
The school driver?
The screwdriver.
There was a screwdriver in The Wizard of Oz?
I mean the Scarecrow!
Just like you, a brain.
Yes!
How many screwdrivers have you had this evening?
What state is Mount Rushmore located in?
Oh, crap. Arizona?
No.
North Dakota?
No.
Wisconsin?
No. Oh. How many pines are in a quart?
8?
No.
6?
No.
4?
No. What does Shaggy say when he's scared in Scooby-Doo?
Zoinks.
Yes. The first Hooters opened up in what decade?
I'm going to go 70s?
No.
80s.
Correct. Steve, you did a great job. You got 8 correct. But that is a loss.
Oh.
Perfect 10.
Perfect 10?
Perfect 10.
Jason, you made that huge donation of over $2,800 for making strides, helping us exceed our goal of $5,000 for making strides so we could wear these silly outfits. But you told us that the initial plan wasn't $2,800.
Right. Originally, I was going to do $2,600. Then I was like, wait, I like the 69 club. So I did $2,669. But compensating for all the fees and stuff, it raised it to the weird number.
Right. Well, I think because of that, you are now the president of the 69 club.
Hell yeah.
Angela, you must be very proud.
I am very proud. Nice.
Nice.
She nailed awesome. It. They were so great.
And she looked great in the Hooters outfit as well, unlike us. No, I'm kidding. You guys look good.
Well, it was because of the socks.
And what we found out that Microsoft, because he works at Microsoft, they're going to match his donation. So we have raised over $7,000.
Yes.
At least we're going to be raising over $7,000 for Making Strides, which is this weekend.
Yep, Saturday.
You and Sarah will be there.
Yeah.
And our original goal was $1,000. So not bad for a couple of Hooters girls.
We're crushing it.
Yeah.
Live Day is coming back, Rockaholics. And it's happening December 13th at Showbox Soto, where everything is live. From the sound effects to the voice actors. Even a live barbershop quartet backed by popular demand and the KISW New Originals.
That's right.
Steve, we want to see you behind that kit at least once or twice throughout the day.
I have a feeling that that's going to happen. It's going to be a blast. We always have a great time. And it's always just fun to hang out with the Rockaholics, especially now that we do it at night.
Oh, yeah.
Way more fun.
Ryan Castle's going to be there. The Men's Room, of course. And many special guests. You can get your tickets beginning this Friday morning at 10 a.m. over at KISW.com. Migs, does your daughter Tatum like to draw?
Yes.
She does.
We're actually thinking about getting, we're going to get her like a big art stand thing for Christmas or her birthday. One of the two, since they're like 2 weeks apart. But yeah, she is drawing all the time, which brings a great joy to me because I grew up drawing, didn't end up being a very good artist, but you know what? Maybe she will.
Well, my son is also becoming quite the artist, but I do have an art concern that I need to run by you guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh is right. You're going to find out why I say uh-oh after Puddle of Mud.
The Daily Migs Show.
I am pretty excited about the fact that my son Barrett has finally expressed a little bit of an interest in art.
Okay.
He wasn't really into like coloring and drawing and all that. He kind of just wanted to play with trucks for the longest time. But now
he's a future excavator.
Right?
Yes.
So he's been doing a lot of art at school, and he brought a little drawing home from kindergarten the other day, and it was a dog. So I'm asking him about this dog that he drew, and I see this brown part off the back of the dog. And I said, is that the dog's tail, Barrett? And he said, no, he's pooping.
Nice.
And I was like, okay. And is this the tongue? As I'm pointing to the head, because there's a little pink part.
No, he's puking.
Exactly.
For real?
For real. He drew a dog that is simultaneously pooping and puking.
So that dog is currently going to Washington State University in a fraternity. That's why.
So I'm like, Barrett, you know what? We can draw dogs maybe with a little less poop and puke, okay? But I'm excited.
Why are you trying to limit his abilities? let his artistic way shine.
I can't wait for show and tell day when he gets to explain that to the whole class. But then on top of that, I have another art concern that I want to run by you guys.
Okay.
So on Saturday, Brad and I were watching a little bit of college football. And in order to keep Barrett busy, we kind of set up a little art station. And he's coloring and coloring and coloring page after page after page. And then all of a sudden I see him like smelling the page and smelling the page and smelling the page. And I'm like, did we get him like those sniff markers or something like that? No, they're not sniff markers. They're not the flavored markers. He was just like sniffing the smell of the markers. And I'm like, Barrett,
so
what
just
are you
like
doing?
Mom and dad, he's trying to trip out, man.
What are you doing, dude?
You dress him up in a tie-dye shirt. Next thing you know, he's sniffing markers.
God. But they have the sniff markers at school. So I think he thought all of our markers were sniff markers. I basically caught him in the act of huffing the markers. So I had to explain to him, buddy, no, these are not ones for smelling. These have no... And he's trying to convince me, no, this one's blueberry. No, it's not, Barry.
Well, if you sniff any marker long enough, it'll smell like whatever you want it to smell like.
So now we've had to hide the glue too. I'm very nervous.
He's hallucinating. Oh my at five. God.
But I do like seeing his creative spirit come out in the form of art. I know your daughter is a very talented artist. So, but does she do any marker huffing?
No marker huffing. She's, you know, she just hasn't figured that part out. She likes to play with glue. She doesn't try and eat it.
Oh my God.
Yet, right, right.
So I just learned that.
Cracks me up.
I know. So now I realize, like, even if he's doing art, I've got to be watching.
He's like, Mom, Dad, I really want to listen to this band called The Grateful Dead. I've been sniffing these markers, and their music really hits me in a way that it never did before. Tatum's funny, though. Like, she loves to draw dogs, but she has a certain way to draw it. And then she'll ask me to draw a dog, and I'm doing, like, my best. You know, I'm not a terrible artist. I'm good enough. But, like, I could kind of, like, look at something on the screen and kind of mimic it decently enough. And so I'm doing what I think is a really nice drawing. She's like, no, Dad, you're doing it wrong. So she taught me how to draw like she does. So now I can draw a dog like she does. And my wife will be like, Tatum, that's a cute dog you drew. And she's like, no, Daddy drew it. And then Sid's looking at me like, what happened to your art skills? It's like, no, now I get reprimanded if I don't draw it the way that Tatum draws it.
Wait. I just have a question, Steve. I've never seen your art skills, quote unquote. Where are these art skills?
Well, you got to sign up for my OnlyFans page to watch. Or my Patreon, probably. Would know
have
more.
You, Sarah?
Never.
What do you want me to draw? I'll draw anything.
I draws this famous dog.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see it by the next break.
Well, okay. Tatum's dog or the version that she likes?
No,
or?
I want to see you draw a really artfully done dog.
All right. I was going to draw you, but I mean, you know, I mean, I could just do that real quick.
Yeah, you have terrible handwriting. I do not have faith that you can actually draw anything.
This is actually kind of impressive. He's drawing.
Well, it looks like a rainbow.
It looks like a rainbow.
It doesn't.
What? It's Danny.
Oh, I thought you were drawing a dog.
No, that's Danny.
I mean, for a 10-second caricature, that's not bad.
It looks like Doug Funny.
I even made you formal. You got a collar on.
You did, yeah.
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 Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive fan.
I forgot the eyebrows. Cut me some slack.
This is not good.
And the braces things. Yeah.
We know that you are a massive fan of all forms of art. Steve Miggs art and also music. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, you will win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Lost Christmas Eve Tour at Climate Pledge Arena, coming up on Saturday, November 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
This marker smells good.
The Daily Miggs Show.
All morning long, we have received fabulous texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call us up if there's something you want to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you've got something on your mind you'd like to discuss. Eric is on I-5, and he wants to talk about the awesome Halloween hullabaloo.
Nice.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Doing great, man. You had a good time at the hullabaloo?
Absolutely. Got a chance to talk to you about New York and got some great selfies. And you guys are everything on the radio. I wanted to apologize to Sarah because I was trying to figure out my phone and she came in a little tight. I might have groped her and I didn't mean to do that.
I'm
sorry, Sarah.
It is all good. You are forgiven and you're welcome, you know.
Yeah, I don't like groping 20-year-olds. It's not my thing.
Thank you.
Eric, man, it was awesome hanging with you and chatting with you, man. What was your favorite band to see that night?
Oh, you know what? I hadn't seen Hailstorm, and that was everything as good as it could be. I mean, I recommend to anybody who can ever see Hailstorm, that was absolutely incredible. And The Warning was a happy accident, too, as well.
They were so good. I didn't know anything about The Warning, and they did an acoustic performance before they played, and I thought they were great. But then their full-on plugged-in version, it was just mind-blowing.
Yeah, they laid it out on there, and it was absolutely incredible. But that whole drum solo or drum thing that Hailstorm did, absolutely incredible.
The best part about that was, like, we were going up afterwards to say, hey, that was Hailstorm. And so, like, while all that was going on, and RJ, the drummer, is doing, like, a drum breakdown, and they're all getting those big floor toms so that the whole band could then do, like, a drum circle thing, Josh, the bassist, comes side stage where we were, and I didn't realize it was him because I'm, like, always worried that we're in the way. And now here we are dressed as Hooters girls, and, like, all the roadies, like, I got to get by. So he's standing next to me, like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll move out of the way. He goes, didn't realize they let the Hooters girls backstage. What's up? And I was like, who the hell? And then I realized it was is Josh the bassist. The bassist just goofing around.
Hitting on you.
Somebody did ask, hey, I know, Taryn, you've seen Hailstorm a couple of times, but what do the others think of them, assuming you haven't seen them before? Wish they would have played longer. I agree. I thought they were phenomenal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Got to see them next time for sure. 206-803-ROCK, checking in with the Rockaholics. And now, while we were at the Halloween Hullabaloo, we chatted with Hailstorm.
Yes.
That was a core highlight for me. They shared one of the craziest stories I've ever heard about how they ended up financing the band back in the day in their early years. And I can definitely relate to their story because it involves farm animals.
Okay.
So what did they say?
City folks just don't get it.
You're going to hear from Hailstorm at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While we were hanging out at the Halloween Hullabaloo, we had the esteemed pleasure of interviewing Hailstorm, and they shared the absolute craziest story of how they financed the band back in the early years.
So I grew up on a farm in PA, and in my area, this was like rednecks and Amish people.
So how many farm animals did you have? Because our friend Taryn over here has way too many farm animals, if you ask me.
We had 12 animals.
12 animals.
We had a lot. We had sheep, turkeys, chickens, two potbelly pigs, a horse, a pony, a miniature donkey. Did I say sheep? Yes. We had goats for a second. They're escape artists. Don't do that.
Two goats.
Two rabbits, a dog, some cats that adopted us.
But yeah. How many animals do you have
and
now?
And a drummer.
None.
And a drummer. Drummer in a pear tree.
So our first little like kind of crappy PA system to play in the bars, we sold off half of our sheep for that. We had sold our chickens to a nearby, it was a church, and they needed the chickens for something we didn't ask.
Was this like in a band meeting? We're like, we need money. How are we going to do this? And everyone looked at you and RJ and like, sell your animals.
When we were going around to gigs, our trailer that carried his drum kit and our equipment in it was the donkey trailer. So we would be carrying our equipment into bars and our stuff would smell like hay because we baled hay in the summer. Anyway, great childhood, different lifetime.
City folks just don't get it.
We also...
That was so crazy. Also, I thought the funny part was that entire band, it sounds like they all grew up in a small farm town in Pennsylvania. Now they all live in Nashville. And I was like, man, I think that kind of illustrates why they're so cool to everybody, like fans and us idiots on the radio. They have like a cool family vibe to them, all four of them. They just seem like good people.
Extremely down to earth.
It was awesome.
Well, right before we did that interview, we ended up cornering Lizzie from Hailstorm and asked about our Hooters outfits and what her opinion was on what we were wearing.
We're here with Lizzie from Hailstorm. First thoughts when you saw all of us in our Hooters outfits, what were you thinking?
I didn't know I had this fantasy. But I'm starting to discover a lot of new things about myself in the last couple minutes.
So you and me both. I just realized I like leggings.
I think I like men in tights. Really, I think this is a thing now.
Really question, who wear it better, Migs or Taryn?
Why do you make me choose? Can I get a 2-for-1 deal here at Hooters? Can we just test this theory out?
I feel like she was going to say you, and I would have been very upset now knowing that you stuffed your bra.
I did. I stuffed my bra with two crew socks.
Yeah.
One apiece.
Found that out this morning.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to look the part.
But massive shout out to Hailstorm and all the bands, Godsmack and Warning, all of them. It was such a great show. It was a great time.
And big shout out to all the Rockaholics who came out on a Sunday with us. A lot of people had to work yesterday, and you bared it, you got through it, and we appreciate you. There's a cop who had to call for backup, and it's all because of a fast food place that got his order wrong. Hear what happened during the Daily Mix download after Joan Jett.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. This could be one of the odder stories when you talk about people being upset about their order not being done properly at a fast food joint. A sheriff in Georgia called the deputies, his cohorts, for some help, for some backup, when Burger King got his order wrong.
How dare they?
Maybe they gave him the wrong sauce. In that situation, I think, yeah, bring the military, too. Screw it. Yeah, I guess the staff was so upset that they locked the doors when the backup showed up as well. That had to be a real weird situation.
Yikes.
Especially if you're, like, working there and you may be holding something. Like, what are the cops doing here? I didn't do anything wrong. Well, anyway, they grabbed the body cam recording of that sheriff and also one of his other cohorts talking about the incident.
Do me a favor. All I need is the owner name or whoever owned this other manager. So I just need to find out who owned this place so I can do a physical claim.
I think it is an abuse of power. Deputies run lights and siren, placing citizens at risk and his deputies at risk just so that he could get information from a business owner that clearly could have been followed upon on another day.
I don't know. I'm starting to overhear in that audio. Sound like, what, he got a Whopper with no mayo?
Mm-hmm.
Lock that entire staff up. Can't have a Whopper with no mayo.
A Polish man was sentenced to 22 months for breaking into homes and doing chores. His name is Damian Wojnilowicz.
Sure.
And he would do their laundry. He would clean the floors. He would take out the trash without taking anything except a glass of wine. So he would pour a glass of wine.
You can have all the wine in my house. Come on over. I'll leave the door unlocked for you, too.
Then the way that he got caught was that an unnamed victim came forward because she found her bird feeders had been refilled. So then she checked the security camera. He ended up getting arrested late in July. I would invite him. I'll leave the doors unlocked. He can just come right in.
Is he doing a good job of it? Because if he's doing a good job, I feel like you could just put something up on, like, you know, the Nextdoor app and say, hey, I'll clean your house for a glass of wine.
I would love to have that person in my life. I really would. Because
yeah.
It takes me more than a couple glasses of wine to clean my whole house.
Right, I'd be like, how many glasses to clean the toilets, too? Because I'm kind of done doing it. I'd really appreciate that. Hey, this weekend, we got the Seahawks finally back playing football. So we have a few days to kind of get our optimism as high as possible as they take on the Atlanta Falcons. That game is happening in Atlanta at 10 in the morning, but there could be a new player on the team. Looks like they're acquiring defensive tackle Roy Robertson Harris from the Jacksonville Jaguars. They made a trade for a 2026 sixth-round pick. I don't know much about this guy. I see some people post on social media saying he's a good guy to add some depth. Some people are like, yeah, this guy's the guy. This is awesome. Another person says, no, he's not that great. So, you know, you don't know what's true and what's not until he puts on a Seahawks uniform. But he's 31 years old. He's been in the league for about, I think, 9 seasons. So hopefully he helps the struggling defense because we need some guys to get healthy. So maybe we'll add a little depth. As far as football, though, last night, the Buffalo Bills, they took on the New York Jets. And they beat them. Real sloppy game. Ended up winning 23-20. A ton of penalties during that game. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think there were 22 penalties, which is one less point than was scored by the victim that night. So
wow. I know,
it was,
dude,
crazy.
As soon as I saw something good happen, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then a flag, and I go, taking it back. I'm like, oh yeah, it's not just the Seahawks that keep kicking themselves in the ding ding. It's other teams that do it as well.
It just felt like it dragged on and on and on.
Hey, as far as weather, 60 degrees. It's gonna be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Now, we got to give a big thank you to everyone who came out to the Halloween Hullabaloo. We had so much fun with you on Sunday. And a big shout out to Ian from PNW Tours and Pours for getting us there and back safely in that party bus.
Him and his crew.
It Oasis for us on the way home. You can go to PNWToursAndPours.com to check them out. Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.